Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
That's what we do on this show. We say it.
I hear you loud and clear.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
It's way more fun if it's just off the cuff.
Wow! Hey! Isn't that exciting?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Only the best for your special playtime.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back, hour number two. Bob and Jeff, Bob out today. We assume back Monday to recap all the goings-on over the weekend in baseball, basketball, football, hockey.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
All the sports going on.
Everything.
We don't get that except for, I think, just now. That's the only time, right?
We get it in April?
No football.
No football, no. So, yeah, it would just be now because there is no football other than now.
Exactly.
Hockey starts, basketball.
The draft.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Yeah, we're talking about on-field action.
Yeah. Not a guy walking up to a podium. And
choices, where I don't have to watch the World Series. I can watch the Indiana Pacers.
Are you still watching the Pacers tonight?
I can watch the Preds.
I can watch
WWE SmackDown.
So what are you going to watch then? Seriously.
Probably the Pacers, at least for a little while. If they're not getting blown out by the Knicks.
Fair enough.
I'm scared. I don't like the Knicks. I was about to say I'm scared of the Knicks. I'm not scared of the Knicks. I'm scared of losing to the Knicks because I hate the Knicks.
Whoa. Those are heavy words right there.
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay, fair enough.
And tonight's game is at Madison Square Garden, where, you might remember, we ended their season last May.
Well, so this is like... This is a big game.
It's a big one. Big
for
one
the for the second
game
one
two.
Of the season.
Yeah.
Big game.
Absolutely.
Big game.
But it is Max.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
What was our game on Tuesday? Halls of Fame. I gave them the Hall of Fame. They had to tell me which state it was in.
Whoa.
It's a tough one.
That is a tough
one. Bob emerged victorious. So what's the game today?
Well, I don't like to do really tough games. I like to do fun games where you're going to get a lot of questions, right? So today we're doing food trivia questions for kids.
Okay.
And we'll see
for
if...
kids.
This is basically knowledge for 10-year-olds
that should
know these questions.
I don't want to speak for Max, but I know I have the diet of a 10-year-old, so...
Well, I was thinking, I was looking to see who I was working with here, and I figured they have a shot at some of these.
You're not going to get me on too many adult food questions, as in I'm not going to get too many right.
Well, I think you guys should get a lot of these, but I'm hoping you get them all. I mean, these are questions kids know.
All right, well, let's go.
All right. Max, as defending champion, you want to go first or second?
Why is he defending champion?
What did I win?
you did win, Max.
Whatever it is, you're defending it.
I'll go first then.
All right. Which vegetable is known to make people cry when they cut it?
An onion.
Good job, Max, baby.
Let's all go to McDonald's and order extra onions.
That's like a kid's question. It is a kid's question. Jeff, your question. What fruit is known for having seeds on the outside?
Strawberries.
You are correct.
Yeah, boy.
Max,
this is a barn burner.
What is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Avocado.
Very good, Max. Jeff,
slow down.
You guys are on a roll.
We are.
I don't want to stop it.
I wouldn't want to either. I understand, but I got to let it breathe a little.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yes.
What part of the plant is a potato?
The leaf?
Uh-uh. Incorrect. You like to steal, Max.
Yes, it's the root.
You're both incorrect. It's the other one. It's the stem.
God, I almost
said that. That's why we're playing. It's a kid's thing. Don't worry about a voice. Don't worry about a voice. Oh, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. I mean, most 10-year-olds know it, but you guys, two out of three, and you picked both that were wrong.
We got a 33% chance of getting it.
I haven't been 10 for 56 years.
Well, between the two of you, you're 100, so I figured you guys should be okay at this.
You would think.
I would think. All right, Max, is a tomato a fruit or vegetable? You are correct. Max is in the lead here early on, 3-1. Jeff, your question.
All right.
Are you ready?
Hit me.
This one's a little tougher. I mean, you might know it because...
I'm insanely smart.
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but...
I have writing akin to what you'd see in The Athletic.
Oh. What do you call a person who eats fish but not meat?
That is not a carnivore, not an omnivore, not an herbivore, a pescivore. I don't know.
It's not a pescivore. Would you like to try to steal, Max?
Sure. I just heard this the other night, too. I forget what it was, but I just was on the other night.
It's a pescatarian.
Yeah.
And so far in the
kids. Oh, come on.
And so far for the kids' move.
I thought he was right because it began with a P.
We've done six questions, and you guys are.
So I was basically right.
You guys are running at a 66.6% clip right
now. I was basically right.
Yeah, I would.
Not really.
Max, do you think I should get a point for that?
No.
Yeah, because.
I am the judge and jury, and no.
When someone tells you I should get a point.
Yeah, but I'm the judge, so I decide who gets the points in this game.
Fine.
And you did not say it correctly.
Fine.
So you don't get a point.
Fine.
That's right. Max, which vegetable is used to make pickles?
Cucumber.
Correct.
Cucumber.
Max is on fire. 4-1. Jeff, what is
4-1?
It's 4-1. You've only got one right.
That's not true.
It's true.
Give me the no.
No, we got strawberries.
Yeah. And what other one?
That's the only one I've gotten right.
Yeah. The stem, you got that wrong, and you got the pescatarian wrong.
Oh. Well, how does he have four?
Because he stole one on you.
Which one?
No, he got all his questions right.
No, if I've
he got the cucumber right, he got the fruit right, he got the onion right, and the avocado.
And I've only got, but I've only, he's been asked like nine questions.
He's been asked four, and you've been asked three. This is your fourth.
Oh, my God.
I know. Are you ready?
No.
You should know this.
Okay.
What is deer meat called?
Venison.
Good job, Jeff. See, you got her back.
Not bad.
So proud of you. Oh. Max, this is a tough one. What dairy product is used to make cheese?
Oh, my God.
Milk?
You are correct. And Max,
sour cream?
All right, Jeff, your question. I'm just going down the list here.
Sure you are.
What is the main ingredient in hummus?
Oh, chickpeas?
You are correct. And the kid's battling back. Max. What is the name of the food that is made by bees using nectar from flowers?
Good grief.
Honey.
These are simpleton questions. These aren't kid questions.
And you're running
these are moron
and
questions.
You're running at 50%.
I'm half moron. What do you want from me?
All right. Okay, Jeff, you should be able to get this. What is the main ingredient in Caesar salad?
I've never had. I'm sure Max knows. Lettuce?
I'll give you that. It's romaine lettuce, yes.
Okay.
There you go. Feel better?
Like, what kind of, like, I thought that was like some kind of a trick question.
No, it was just a question. Remember, this is for kids around 10
that.
Years old. These are these questions. Max, you ready? What is the B stand for in a BLT?
Bacon.
Good job, Max.
Did you ever see that How I Met Your Mother when Ted discovered bacon?
No.
And he goes, this would go great in my mother's LT sandwich.
LT sandwich.
That's hilarious.
All right. Jeff, what is the process of folding butter or other fats into dough to create many thin layers?
Kneading?
No.
What was the question again?
What is the process of folding butter or other fats into dough to create many thin layers?
Pastry.
Lamination.
Kids know that?
I guess.
Lamination. I thought that's like what your license is, laminate.
I mean, summer, hard summer, you're just getting some tough ones right now.
I guess.
Max, what do you call a baked dessert made with apples and crust?
A pie?
You are correct.
Jeff hates pie. That's
what kind
he would have never got that.
I think I would have guessed apple pie, but you never know.
You never know. Jeff, your question.
Nick in Chicago, we love your pies.
I don't know this. What is gelatin made of?
Oh, God.
Like cow skin? I don't know.
If you get a give a more detailed answer, you get the question.
Isn't it horse hooves or something?
No, no.
Horse scrotum?
No. It comes from boiling cartilage, skin, and bones of animals such as pigs, cows, and chickens. So, Jeff, you do get the point.
Yeah, I think I should get that.
You get the point.
Thank you.
All right. Jeff would probably know this. I don't know if Max will. What is the favorite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Yep.
Pizza.
Yeah. God dang it.
Ah, he's all over
thought
it.
Thought that might be the one there to break me through.
I know. I thought so, too. But he got it. Jeff, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. You are giving me the tougher ones on purpose.
No, I'm going down the list. Here, you know this. Which fruit is known for its spiky outer skin and sweet yellow flesh?
Pineapple?
You are correct.
Was that really the question that was next?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going down the
list. I know, but you acted like it was tough, and then you said, okay, here's this one. And
no, I was
like
still
you skipped that one.
As I learned on Sports Daily, don't wear a shirt with an upside-down pineapple.
Isn't that SpongeBob? Doesn't he do that? Doesn't he wear a pineapple or something? What's the pineapple with SpongeBob? Isn't there something
in a pineapple
under
house. The sea?
Oh, it's his house. There you go. All right, Max. What type of pasta is often served with meatballs?
Spaghetti.
You're correct.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't it feel like rigatoni? Hey.
Jeff, here, you got an easy one now.
I better.
What breakfast food is often served with syrup and butter?
Oh, that could be a trick question.
Yeah, there's a couple answers.
I don't like that. I have a 50-50 chance of missing this.
I don't think you can be wrong.
Pancakes.
You are correct.
Because a waffle is just a pancake with dents.
True. Max, which American city is famous for its deep dish pizza?
Chicago.
You are correct.
Nick from Chicago.
Nick, kids don't know that.
From Chicago. Oh, they obviously do. I don't know if they'd know this one because, wow. What year was the chocolate chip cookie invented?
What?
lady invented it.
Are you so kidding good. Me?
No, that's it's on
1952.
Here. Incorrect. Max, you could steal.
I know the lady invented it, and she sold it to Nestle's for nothing. Oh, God. I don't know. I'll say 25.
Oh, 38. That was a tough one.
In between it.
Yeah. Max, what is the most widely eaten food worldwide?
Bread.
Incorrect.
Cheese?
Incorrect. I'm going to give you each another guess at this, because it's kind of tough, but you will be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Anything, Max.
It's not bread, really?
Bread makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's what I'd have thought. But this makes sense, too, after I say it. It'll make sense. It'll make more sense.
And it
sense.
Is a food, not a drink.
It's
not
a food.
A liquid.
No, it's a food.
Hamburger.
No.
Tomatoes.
Rice.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Come on.
See? Makes sense now, doesn't it, a little bit? Yeah. Who's up? Jeff.
Me.
Which fruit is known for being red and often used to make pies and jams?
There's a lot of them.
It's a lot of red fruit.
Apples.
No. Not according to this survey. But there's a possibility that
sometimes yes.
No, and sometimes yes.
Strawberry.
You are correct.
Man, that's the only other answer it could have been.
Yeah, Max is out front 12-7.
Oh my God.
I know.
He hasn't missed one. When do we get into the adult questions? Is that the next phase of the game?
The next phase of the game are the tougher questions, yes.
Okay.
We'll keep track getting when we get there. Max, this is a little tougher one. Which country gets credit for developing French fries?
Belgium.
Right, the guy's on fire today.
Unbelievable.
He's on fire.
Unbelievable.
All right, Jeff. I don't know this. What is the most expensive spice in the world by weight?
Kids question, naturally.
I've heard of it, but I would never think of it.
Oregano.
No. Max, do you have a chance to steal here? Do you have a guess?
Cinnamon, I think.
Ooh, saffron.
That's right.
Yep. Crazy.
I was going to say cinnamon, but once you said, I've heard of it. But
okay, Max, this is yours. What is the world's oldest soft drink?
Coca-Cola.
Incorrect. Jeff, for the steal.
World's oldest soft drink. Is it?
Knew this.
Is it Dr. Pepper?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
You are correct. The good old DP.
Finally got a steal.
Yeah, you did. You needed that. You're falling
behind.
Before
Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeff, what is the first food eaten on the moon?
Tang?
No.
What was that subject? Some kind of pudding.
Incorrect.
Junket or something.
For half a point, we have said this food already on this show.
Hamburgers.
Rice. Incorrect. Bacon.
Oh, bacon.
Bacon.
I don't think they went to the moon anyway.
Oh, stop it.
You don't think they were there?
Get your own show.
Too many shadows,
like that.
Right? Too many shadows.
Can't get through the Van Allen belts.
All right, Max, what is the most stolen food worldwide?
Apple.
Incorrect.
Bread?
Cheese.
Oh, God.
Man.
This is almost
nearly impossible. Man, these kids are smart.
Steal an apple.
These kids do know a lot. They must steal a lot of food.
Jeff, what is the first vegetable to be planted in space?
Tomatoes?
Incorrect. Max.
That's not a vegetable.
Exactly.
It's a fruit. I don't know. Lettuce.
If you've seen the show The Martian...
Yes, I was trying to think.
I thought you would say potatoes.
Potatoes.
Yeah. I was thinking
Matt
tomatoes.
Damon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what he was growing in Mars.
That's what I was thinking too, but for some reason I initially thought it was tomatoes.
Who's up here? Who did I just ask that one to? I've lost track. Jeff.
No, that was my question.
That was yours.
Because I said tomatoes first.
What sweet treat is made by freezing flavored liquid?
Popsicle.
Correct.
Last one.
Last one?
Yeah, we'll do one more round after this. This is, yes.
Which fruit is known for being green on the outside and red on the inside?
Watermelon?
You are correct, Jeff. Not bad. Thank you. We're doing one more?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Max, which vegetable is used to make French fries?
Oh, my God.
Potato.
You are correct again, Max.
Oh.
Jeff, what dessert is made from cocoa beans? Flavor. What dessert flavor is made from cocoa beans?
Chocolate.
You are correct.
All right. What are we at now going into this?
15 to 10 for Max.
15-10 going into the adult level questions.
So basically, out of the 38 questions I asked you guys, you got 25 correct.
That's not bad.
No, not for a trivia thing on kids. Good job, boys.
Would you have gotten more than 25?
Absolutely. Probably got 31.
At least.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break right now, come back and talk some high school football. Maybe Jason can mix in a question about tennis or soccer.
Possibly.
Or golf.
I could ask them all.
There's a bunch of stuff out there to be asked. Stay with us, Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. Coming up next, it's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, let's go back to the hotline, talk with Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine, a barracuda herself, some would say. I don't even know what that means, but Max acted like it was controversial. Is that a bad thing to say, Joanna? I don't even know what it means.
I don't know. It seems like I'm kind of like a snake. I don't know. Is that doesn't sound good?
I don't know. I was just looking for some kind of segue, but I failed.
Doesn't he give you just great intros when you come on, Joanna?
You could have said that I have heart.
Oh, that's a good one. When Max cringes, though, you know it's bad because he says some stuff. Anyway, the game I want to talk about first is Eisenhower Northwest, because you rarely see. I mean, I guess not rarely. Derby plays Carroll, but you don't see the upper divisions of the AVCTL play in the City League very often. And this is a season-ending game. Both of these teams are going to look strong going into the playoffs. I'm just intrigued that it's even happening, much less that they're both good.
I have to admit, this is a game that I love to see because you're right. Do you remember when we used to clamor for Derby versus Carroll? Like, that was the game we wanted to see. Like, do whatever you can, you know, in the scheduling to make Derby Bishop Carroll happen. And when they did, it was really exciting. Those first few years were really awesome of yep. Derby and Carroll playing. That's kind of how I feel about this game with Northwest and Eisenhower. It's kind of an unexpected game. Both of them are playing really good football. And to me, the only negative that I can see with this game is that someone's going to take a loss that's going to affect their postseason. And I think that does kind of suck. But I think for high school football fans, this is the type of game you want to see.
All right, well, I'll go to it. Andale and Heston. Andale, we know, is the standard. Heston 7-0, great season. We just talked to their coach. They got a chance in this. How do you see this one panning out?
You know, I think that even with Andale falling last year twice to Cheney, I don't think that that has affected. I would think that this is not just me, that it hasn't affected many of us where we're like, oh, Andale's still going to win. I mean, their program is just so strong. And certainly Heston has a great history as well. I mean, I have covered many games in my time with Heston. It's actually one of my favorite football fields to go to. I just love the setup. It's that one and Bueller are two of my favorites. I just love how they are set up. But I still would pick Andale in this game. But I really hope that it's a good game because I think both teams do need to be pushed this time of year.
Yeah, it made me think like these big college conferences. You'll have 2-7-0 teams, and they'll be in the same conference, but they will have played like none of the same teams because these conferences are so big. And that's kind of how I feel. Like Heston's 7-0, even though they're in 3A, Andale's in 3A, their 7-0 feels a little bit different than Andale's. Although, I don't know, Andale played collegiate. I don't know. Are any of their wins overly impressive?
Well, I mean, you know, collegiate's win over Cheney, I think, makes the collegiate win a little bit more impressive. But it becomes tough when you do not play those same teams. It really does become tough to be able to say, okay, well, let's look at matchups. Because that's what we often do is, well, they did well here, they didn't do well there. I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, you're exactly right.
Yeah, and they are in the same district. So their last few weeks they have been the same, but Andale does have those wins over Wellington and Collegiate, and that kind of rolls into the next game. It doesn't involve Collegiate, but it involves Pratt. Who's Pratt play?
Cheney, don't
Pratt
they?
And Cheney, yeah, two teams that Collegiate has beaten pretty soundly, and then here's Collegiate that lost to Andale, and Andale lost to Cheney twice last year, and it's all in this kind of like jumbled mess. So, what do we expect from that game? Pratt and Cheney.
That's a great question. I think Cheney and Collegiate are two teams that I wish that I would have seen them play. I wish that I would have seen that matchup because it would have really helped to kind of figure that out for this week, to figure out who would win that game. Because it just becomes very difficult. I have a hard time picking against Cheney. I really, really do. Doesn't Pratt have a couple losses?
They've got one to Collegia. That's their only loss.
That's their only loss.
Yeah, and Cheney's only loss, too.
To Collegia as yeah. well. Yeah, I mean, and I'm going to give Cheney the edge on that. I don't know if that's the correct move. But I just think that regardless of losing that game to Collegia, they still have... This is going to sound really weird, but I think anyone involved in sports would understand this. They still have last year. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you still have every lesson you learned from last year, every experience you had last year is right there. I think that gives you an edge.
Yeah, and I'll just say it. I think Cheney's going to beat Pratt also. I just think that's probably what's going to happen. Although, you know, Cheney's still got it now, has something to prove a little bit after what happened to them last week. Yeah. So I'm sure they'll be plenty motivated.
a couple weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, Joanna, we were on here, we just brought up the Mays South game, and we kind of just dismissed it, thinking Mays South was going to beat up on Mays, and then Mays ends up beating up on Mays South, and I'll get back to that a little bit later. But now you have Andover Central and Andover. You know, obviously it's the same type of thing with Mays South. These two schools, the kids know each other. They're going in it. Andover Central 6-1, Andover 4-3. Is sometimes in these games, even though teams are a little bit better than the other ones, is there still a little bit of fight that's just a little different when it comes to these rivalry games?
I absolutely think that. I mean, it is such a cliche to say it doesn't matter what the records are, but there is so much rivalry here. There is so much that they want to be able to prove. There's so much on the line when it comes to bragging rights that I think that it really does make a difference, especially when it's not like one is 7-0 and the other is 0-7. I think that's really too hard to overcome. I think it can happen, but I like this matchup with Andover Central and Andover simply because of the fact that Andover is finally better. It is finally a team that Andover Central is going to have to reckon with. I do want to talk about Mays and Mays South because you're right. Same thing with Andover Central and Andover. Same thing with Goddard and Eisenhower, Capen and Carroll. But with Mays beating Mays South, Braden Maivella, he's clearly what they needed. They clearly needed Braden Maivella at quarterback. And since he became the starting quarterback, man, that team has changed.
Yeah, you are obviously at Derby. We're talking with Joanna Chadwick from Vite Magazine. They have Carroll tonight. That looked in the past like a really good game. We know this year it likely will not be. When do you think Derby is first challenged? Is it in the West Final against Northwest perhaps or somebody else? Is it in the state championship game? Is it before that? When is Derby going to have a game where they really have to fight?
Well, I think a lot of people expected the Mays South game to be that, and just because of the offense that Mays South has. But, boy, you know, Derby really took it to them right from the very beginning and scored a ton of points right away and then just shut that offense down. That is the game that probably stood out the most to me. It's like, okay, maybe this Derby team is as special as what their record and their, you know, their scoring, these stats that they're putting up. But it may take until the semifinals for it to happen.
They have outscored their opponents 371-37. Just to put that question into some context. They haven't allowed more than 7 points in a game. It's just insane. And I do want to see if there's a team out there pre-state championship game that can challenge them, because I just don't see it. Do you have anything else, Jason?
I do. Joanna, I got to bring this up, and I know you guys had talked to her this week, but I just – Kinsley Jones from Mays High, women's golf, 4 straight state titles. Can you put that into perspective on the high school athlete and just how unbelievable that is?
Well, she's clearly the type of athlete that I don't know if we'll see come around again. I mean, when she shot a 58, I nearly fell over when I saw that. And I literally mean that because it was so shocking. To go for 4 state championships in golf is crazy. I loved the line that Taylor Eldridge had in his story about how she didn't want to know her score. Yeah. That where she stood. She didn't want to know where she stood. That's crazy. And there's so much mental toughness and focus in that. You can see this kid is just pushing herself to be her best.
So you have golf, tennis, I guess bowling would be in there, and wrestling as kind of individual sports in high school. Is there one where you think it's tougher to be a 4-time state champion? Because I think golf's got to be up there. In wrestling, you're small and you can win 103 as a freshman or something and 145 as a senior. And you're facing mature people as a freshman in golf.
Yeah, I think golf has got to be the toughest. I mean, tennis, I can't remember if I've seen it. I'm not surprised if I have. But I think golf, I just think golf is a ridiculously tough sport, too. Swimming, you know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's really hard. it's really hard to win four straight, period. Just, I don't care what sport it is. It's really hard to win four. But really, truly impressive to win four as an individual. I mean, props to her.
Yeah,
and the thing is that I'm glad you brought her up, because we spend so much time talking about football, which I absolutely agree with. But when an athlete like her comes along, we do need to just recognize and say, man, watch her in the future.
Yeah, and track is another one of those individual sports. We see four-time state champions, but not too often. Joanna, we appreciate it. Enjoy your evening. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Later. Well, we got 6 or 7 minutes for people to hear the last thing they want to hear before they go home. So let's make it some questions.
Oh, you want to try to battle back in the game?
I guess I got to try to battle back. What's the score?
15-10. Okay, so this round will be, if you get it right, you get 2 points. For the steal, it will be multiple choice for 1 point.
Okay.
All right? And, Jeff, you're losing, so do you want to go first?
I want to go first. I want to get back in this, babe.
Which country has the longest coastline in the world?
Chile?
Incorrect. Max, your three choices are Australia, Canada, Indonesia.
Ooh. Australia.
You're incorrect. It's Canada, boys.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to think about it.
Way up there. Think about it. It's way up there.
All those little islands, everything. It's got a ton of coastline.
Sure does.
All right, Max, your question is, which country do the Canary Islands belong to?
Britain.
Incorrect.
Can I guess for two and then get multiple choice for one?
You can to steal. You get multiple choice. Spain, France, Portugal.
When you said it, I said Spain, so I'm going to stick with Spain.
You are correct. You get 1 point. Well done, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
This is famous movies.
All right.
That would be the questions. All right, Max.
It's my turn.
It's Jeff's turn.
Or Jeff, sorry.
It's okay.
I got the Canaries.
Who directed Kill Bill?
Quentin Tarantino.
Correct for 2 points. And Jeff is battling back.
Here we go.
In this game, Max, what is the highest grossing film of all time?
I don't think it's, I'll say Titanic, but I don't think,
incorrect.
I think it got replaced.
Jeff.
I think I know it, but give
Avengers Endgame, Avatar, Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Oh, God. My first thing was Avatar, and then you said Avengers. I'll stick with Avatar.
Avatar's correct, and all of a sudden it's 15-14.
What was that about? What was Avatar
That was
about?
The blue people.
The blue people.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to see that.
All right. These next questions will be famous musicians.
Okay. Should be right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Jared Leto is the front man for which band?
Bullet for My Valentine? That's not right.
Incorrect.
30 Seconds to Mars.
And he doesn't even need it. The man knows his stuff. He only gets one.
He's an actor, too, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's an actor.
All right, Max. What was Spice Girls' debut album called in 1996?
I don't know. Spice Girls. I don't know.
Spice World.
You're both incorrect.
It's not Spice World?
It was just Spice.
No.
And you guessed the other two questions. The three that they gave was Spice Girls, Spice World, and Spice.
Well, you're wrong. That's Spice. Okay.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Destiny's Child members included Beyonce, Kelly Rowland, and
Michelle Williams.
You are correct. And all of a sudden, it's tied.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd be glad I didn't know that answer.
Well, you're going to love this one then.
Oh, God.
What was Justin Bieber's first single?
Yeah. Oh, Canada.
No.
I don't need the... I wouldn't guess anything different. I'm not saying it's right, but it's got to be Baby.
It's One Time.
Really?
Yes. You had a shot there.
I know.
Maybe you needed to wait.
I would have still guessed Baby. Was it one of the...
It was.
So, doesn't matter.
All right. Jeff, you're up, right?
Yep.
Which country... This is sports.
Oh,
which country has competed at every FIFA World Cup?
There's only one?
Only one.
Germany?
Incorrect. Max, is it Argentina, Brazil, or England?
Brazil.
You are correct.
Oh, that seemed too obvious.
And Max goes ahead by a single point.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And I have to give him this question.
Is it easy?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How many holes are played in an average round of golf?
Average?
18.
You are correct.
It's got to be below 18. Because some of you play 9.
An average round of golf.
Well, average is a different... A typical round of golf. Sure, 18. Average, no. Go ahead.
Jeff, how long is a marathon?
26.2 miles.
You are correct for 2 points. Max... Well, you're going to get this one because it's a hockey question. Right. Which hockey team has won the most Stanley Cups?
The Montreal Canadiens.
You are correct.
Good grief.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Science.
Oh, no.
What planet is closest to the sun?
Mercury.
You are correct for 2 points. And he's back within one.
Oh, God.
This could tie it up right here. This is it. Which scientist coined the laws of motion, Max?
Einstein.
Incorrect.
Isaac Newton.
You are correct, and the game's tied.
Oh, no.
I think we might have to end it on that. Aren't we out of time?
We got almost. We got a minute, maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Seconds.
Pop culture. In what year was the Apple iPod released, Jeff?
2007.
Incorrect. Max?
The iPod was in the 90s.
Well, you get three. You get multiple choice. 2001, 2003, 2005.
2001.
You are correct.
No, it was not.
In the 90s.
What? And what year was the Apple iPod released? 2001. That's what it says. So this is what we go off of.
Give him a question.
What is the name of the first... Or no, I'm not going to do that one because I can't even say that.
Hurry up!
44th President Barack Obama served as U.S. Senator of which state?
Chicago. Illinois.
No, he said Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois.
He said Chicago.
Oh.
He said Chicago.
Oh, this might, oh my goodness.
Controversy.
Oh, I might have to take this to the weekend.
Illinois.
It is Illinois.
And that's a tie game.
It's a tie game, and the win goes to Max.
Oh, God.
As the judge.
Unbelievable.
Good battle back, though, kid.
Thanks, everyone, for listening today. Thanks to Tyson Bowerly from Heston, Joanna Chadwick from Vibe, Max, Jason, Bob back Monday. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend. Later.